Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, because truly you are the true and living God, and nothing and no one can compare to you. Now, God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. I pray that you would have thine own way on this line, on this morning, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 and 2. That's John 15, 1 and 2. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is pruning. God, I thank you. Pruning. I am the true vine. That's John 15 and 1. It's the last of seven I am declarations of Jesus recorded only in John's gospel. These I am proclamations point to his unique divine identity and purpose. Jesus said, I am the true vine, to the closest friends that were gathered around him. It was only a short time before he was betrayed. In fact, Judas had already left to do the deed in John 13 and 30. Jesus was preparing the other men that was left for his pending crucifixion, his resurrection, and his departure for heaven. He had just told them that he would be leaving them in John 14 and 2. Knowing how upset they would feel, he gave them this metaphor of the true vine as one of his encouragements. So you see, Jesus wanted them, not only the 11 men, but those of all time, to know that he was not going to leave them, even though they would no longer enjoy his physical presence, his living energy, his spiritual reality would continue to nourish and sustain them, just as the roots and trunk of a grapevine produces the energy that nourishes and sustains its branches while they develop their fruit. Jesus wanted us to know that even though we cannot see him, we are as closely connected to him as the branches of a vine are connected to the root. Our desire to know and love him and the energy to serve him will continue to flow. And as long as we abide in him. Jesus went on to remove any misunderstanding about what he meant in John 15 and 4. He said that no branch can even live, let alone produce leaves and fruit by itself. Cut off from the trunk, a branch is dead. Oh my God. Just as a vine's branch rely on being connected to the trunk from which they receive their energy to bear fruit, Jesus' disciples depend on being connected to him for their spiritual life and the ability to serve him effectively. You see, people of God, the fruit we produce is that of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. You can look at the book of Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Our source of life and spiritual fruit is not in ourselves. It is outside of us in Christ Jesus. We can live righteously and serve him effectively only if we are rightly connected to him in a faith-love relationship. Then Jesus underscored his point even more by saying, apart from me, you can't do nothing. John 15 and 5. You see, this here lets you see how the vine and the branches is no thoughtless or careless thing. It is absolutely reality. It's not fake. No believer can achieve anything of spiritual value independently of Christ Jesus. You can't do nothing without Christ Jesus. He also reminds us that there are some who are in him who bear no fruit. My God. But these are not as some would suppose. True branches that just happen to be fruitless. All true branches bear fruit. Just as we know a healthy living tree by the good fruit it produces, so do we recognize fruitless branches as having no connection to the true vine. You could be doing all this work and you still cannot be connected to the true vine. This is why Jesus tells us, by their fruit you will know them. Matthew 7, 16 through 20 verses. Those who do not produce good fruit are cut away and burned. The reference here is to apostates, that those who profess to know Christ, but whose relationship to him is insincere. They know him, but they don't want to have a relationship with him. They don't want to be submissive to him. He neither called them, nor elected them, nor saved them, nor sustained them. Eventually, the fruitless branches are identified as not belonging to the vine. And then they are removed for the sake of the truth and the benefit of the other branches. People of God, sometimes God will remove things in our lives that we don't understand. He will even remove people from our lives. He will remove a friendship, someone who's pulling us down, causing us to compromise, causing us to walk contrary to the word and the ways of God. Some people don't like change because it is uncomfortable, because they are comfortable where they're at and what they are doing, so they don't want to change. Many people are fearful of change because it's something new. And it gets to the point to where, God, I don't want to go no further, because that causes me to have a different mindset. I got to get ready to accept something I don't even know what's going to happen. Many times we get too nosy. Come on, somebody. We get too nosy because we want to know things before it happens. That's okay. It gets you out of your comfort zone. Some people have to reprogram their mind and do things a certain way because of the fact they are accustomed to a certain way. So when change comes, you have to adjust yourself to the change. You have to go through a process to get to the next level in God. It's going to take some pruning. Come on here, somebody. It's going to have to take some things that God is going to have to take off you, some things that God is going to have to separate you from. Some of you are feeling frustrated. Some of you are feeling tired. You're weak. like you can't go on anymore. Stop fighting the process. Let God do the pruning. Just trust Him on this journey. You are in a season of being stretched. Come on here. God is going to have to stretch you, and that is why you're feeling frustrated. You're feeling tired. It's time for you to elevate. You've been down too low. You've been down too long at the level that you're at. Spiritual maturity and spiritual growth causes you to stretch, causes you to stretch your faith, causes you to trust more in God and less in what you see, causes an increase in your faith. Don't fight the pruning of the branch. God knows what He's doing. He doesn't need our help. He's not going to leave something on you that will keep you from your purpose. He'll never ask you to do something and then not give you the ability to do it. If He's asking you to walk away from an unhealthy relationship and you know a season is coming to an end for your good, just receive it. If you resist it, you're going to miss the greater things God has in store. Let Him remove what He knows is keeping you from the true you He created you to be. He's not trying to take something from you. He's trying to get something better to you. He's trying to bless you. He wants to bring out the true you. The true you is more fruitful. The true you is more blessed. The true you is more successful than you can even imagine. So we depend on Jesus for everything, starting with our very life. For in Him we live and move and have our being, Acts 17:28. And including our reconciliation with God through Him, Romans 5:10. No one can serve God effectively until he is connected with Jesus Christ by faith. Jesus is our only connection with God, who gave life and who produces in us a fruitful life of righteousness and service. People of God, trust the process. Let Him continue the pruning. Let us pray. Father, thank you for knowing what's best for our lives and for tending over us as a gardener. Thank you for times of the pruning process when you cut back something in our lives so we can bear more fruit. Father God, we believe that your purpose is to bring something better into our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, my time is up. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And I ask that you will visit my website, patriciajwilliams.com. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164. Or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community, KAYT.